Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good Friday. This is Reginald Lewis. I'm your host today for Oracle Friday here on Circles of Prosperity. As most of you may know or may not know, I'm a intuitive consultant, life coach, spiritual counselor, healer. I have many titles, but the main thing I'm here for is to help to guide people and empower people through my spiritual insight. So I hope you are calling in early. You know, because as they say, the early bird always get the warmth first. So, if you want to call in, it's 914-338-0590. Once again, the call-in number is 914-338-0590. And if you want your, if you have a question or you want any kind of advice, press 1 so that I will know that you want to have a question answered. Okay, so I'm not going to waste any time because we've got about 2 hours, and I want to make sure I get to everyone early through the show. I am giving out free readings just to let people know. So this is a reading show. I will basically be giving information from the angels. So today is all about the angels. Okay, it's a great way to start your Friday off, a blessed way. So we're going to take the first caller, which is a 401 area code. Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Erica.
Hi, Erica. How are you?
How are you? I'm good.
I'm doing excellent.
Thank you, for doing their show today.
No problem. You sound great. I people might hear it in my voice, but I actually just moved to New Mexico. So there's actually a 2-hour difference. I'm not usually in my Eastern time zone. That I'm usually in, so I had to get up an extra 2 hours earlier.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, which isn't bad because, you know, when you wake up extra early, well, at least for me, I know my mind is a lot more refreshed, I'm a lot more open and receptive, so, you know, it's for you guys' benefit. You know, you're going to get a good reading today.
Thank you.
So how can I help you? What's going on?
Well, my question was, I've had a health issue with colitis, and then this summer, poison ivy. And I'm wondering what thoughts I need to change to not manifest either of those things anymore.
Okay, what thoughts? Okay, now the first thing I tell people, when it comes to illnesses, I tell people we are all co-creators, okay? I believe that, and the key word is co-creator, okay? Meaning that I believe that, you know, what do you call that higher supreme being, God, the universal mind, supreme being, great spirit, that God is the ultimate creator of all things. He created this whole universe. He created us as human beings. As it says, if you're a Christian or if you read any kind of spiritual text, we are made in the likeness of our creator. Okay, we are made in the image of our creator. Okay, so we are given the gift to co-create in our lives. Okay, now I tell people, when we're going through things like that, sometimes people have a very, what I call, clumsy, they go through a clumsy phase in their life, and they say, oh, I'm so clumsy, I don't know what's going on, I'm doing this, you know, I'm falling and, you know, breaking my big toe, and I have a cast on my arm, and they're like, what's going on, what's going on? Is it, you know, what they say, Mercury retrograde or Mars retrograde? I say, no, I say, it's what you're focusing on. Okay, you have to realize, are you focusing on, I'm not being well, I'm sick all the time? I mean, what is your main focus right now? Have that been a big focus in your life right now as far as not feeling well?
This year, you know, I've just discovered, like what you just said, that we create everything, we're co-creators, et cetera. And so I'm just noticing that I've had these conditions, and I'm sort of trying to look at it from, you know, above to see.
Yeah, starting from a higher perspective.
Right.
Yeah, and see what's going on. Well, the
so,
first
I mean, this year my main focus is finding out what I'm focusing on that's causing these. So
yeah, well, the first thing is first. The message that I'm hearing for you as I'm talking to you is to slow down. Is take time to slow down. Okay, slow down as far as don't overanalyze things. Okay? And take
okay.
more time for yourself. Take personal time for you. It's okay for some of us to focus on ourselves. It's not being selfish. It's just that you're investing personal time and energy in yourself. Okay? Because we all need to tend to ourselves. Because I know a lot of us are always tending to someone else or something else. Okay? Do you understand that? I mean that you're always, your mind is always focused on outside sources, on the outside. And you'll never take time to focus on the inside. And that's a big problem in our society today. Because we're so, how can I say, superficially focused. Okay? We don't focus on the spiritual, which is our source. We have to realize, okay, what's real and what's not real? What's our priority? Okay, and we have to realize that what's real is spirit. What's real is our soul. Okay, what's real is the spiritual realm, our essence. That's what makes up everything. Because life works from the inside out, not from the outside in. Think about it. Everything that's ever been created in this world is created from our mind. It's created from our consciousness. And that comes from God. Okay? So I'm hearing that from the angels to tell you just to sort of slow down and focus more so inwardly and pay attention to your thoughts and the ideas that come to you because they're answered prayers. So if you've been praying lately and you've been looking for the answer and say, okay, God, where's the sign, you know, that I've been looking for? It's right there inside of you. It's right there in your thoughts. But you have to pay attention because you have a gift of hearing. Okay, when I talk about people's guidance, their inner guidance, and how their soul speaks to them, how God speaks to them, I'm hearing claircognizance, which represents sort of a clear knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's all about paying attention to your thoughts. How would you sort of describe your thoughts lately? Are they sort of frantic, all over the place, or do you take time to meditate and listen?
Yeah, I do have a little difficulty meditating, but I've been focusing, doing a lot of reading and just trying to go in the direction you're talking about, you know, raising my vibration and
okay. So are
trying
you
to become more spiritual.
Yeah, so you're taking that time to meditate? Are you taking that time, say after you read a book, do you take the time to contemplate on, okay, what is it I read? Have a conversation with yourself. Think about, okay, well, what did I learn out of this? You know, what information did I receive? What did my soul take from this? Do you do that? Do you take that time to do that?
Yes, and I don't know if I'm doing it more on an intellectual level or not, but I do get very distracted if I try to sit and meditate.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you say that. You say, I don't know if I'm doing it sort of in an intellectual way or just sort of just in a contemplative way. Once again, it's all about that balance, okay, between receiving and being open and overanalyzing. A lot of people do that. You know, you have people, you read a book, and then they just analyze everything about the book. You know, it's like, okay, well, yeah, this is a really cool point, but you take the time to just be open and say, okay, I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to teach you a meditation technique. When I teach people about meditation, it's all about breathing, okay? It's about the breath, because when you think about the breath is our life force, okay? That's what gives us life. That shows us that we have life, that we are here in the present, and in and out, and that we are alive. Okay? So when you focus on your breathing, you take time. This is a key point. All meditation is a focused point of mind. Okay? A focused state of mind. Okay? And so all you have to do is just notice your breathing. Okay? Pay attention to your natural breathing, how you're breathing. Are you breathing shallowly, or are you doing deep breaths? Okay? Breathing from the diaphragm. So you sit there, and you pause, relax. The first thing is, relax your body. Give yourself permission to release any tension that's in your body, because that's the key. Because if your body is tense, then your mind can't relax. Okay? First, you know, even if you have to shake your body, shake around, you might feel a little bit funny, but it works. shake yourself off, shake the energy off, any tension. Tell your body, I allow myself to release any tension wherever I'm holding in that, and then start to focus on the breathing process. Okay, and just take a nice, deep, slow inhale into your diaphragm. Hold it for 2 seconds, then exhale. And just focus on the breathing. Don't focus on anything else. If any thoughts come in your mind, acknowledge them and let them go. Don't hold on the thought. Just acknowledge it and let it pass by. But focus on your breathing. And you're going to notice that after about 7 or 12 breaths, your mind is going into an altered state, like a light trance. It's going to that state of meditation that you've sort of been looking for. Okay, and when you get into that state of meditation, you're almost going to a state of nothingness, or what I call it, the silence. Okay, and that's where you can truly, what I call, hear that inner voice, hear those thoughts. It's that silence, the messages that you need to hear in between the pause of your thoughts. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so I need to practice.
So you can start practicing. Obviously, you can do that anytime you want to. But that's the key. That really is the key, is taking time inwardly for you. Okay, because that's what happens when these outside things start to happen. You're like, okay, this is kind of weird. What's happening? Am I cursed? You know, is someone put some kind of negativity on me? No, it's just you. You're getting in your own way. You know, this is, you're just say, get out of the way, step back, allow yourself to open, receive, and focus on you. Focus inwardly. Focus on your soul growth.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do that. All right.
Okay, you sound a little relieved there.
Yeah. No, I can do that. I just it's summer. I can do that. Well, great. Thank you.
No problem. I hope that helped you.
Yes, it did.
Okay, enjoy
Thank
your
you
weekend.
So God you bless. Too. Bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to take the next caller, which is from an area called 248. Hello?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing excellent. And you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking my call. My name's Natasha. Oh, thank you. My name's Natasha, and I'm calling you from Michigan.
Okay.
And can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear. I just didn't hear your name clear. You said Tasha or Natasha?
Natasha.
Okay.
Yeah. I just wanted to get some clarity from you as far as the energy you're picking up on a relationship that I had that kind of took a turn back at the beginning of June. Just wanted to know if you sense anything about this relationship, if it's coming back together or this is a turning point in my life where I'm going in a different direction.
Okay, yeah. Okay, the first thing I want to say for you, Natasha, and I'm hearing it very clear, is that you're growing rapidly. You're growing quicker than what you know. You're accelerating. When I say that, I mean as far as your life, as far as moving in a new direction and new doors opening for you. And that's why this abrupt change happened in your relationship. That's usually what happens when you're stepping into a new phase in your life, what I call like a new era in your life. What happens is that sudden change will happen. It's almost like your life is turned upside down because things happen so quick. You know, it's like you feel like you're hitting a wall, and because everything just happened so abruptly. And so that's why you saw this, all of a sudden saw this shift in your relationship. Because one of the things that I'm hearing from the angels is I'm hearing patience. Patience. They're saying that's a key word for you. It's patience. They're saying your dreams, the things that you want to happen, your inner desires, they're blooming more rapidly than you realize. It's funny because they're repeating the same message basically than what I told you. It's stuff that they're just saying that your dreams are developing more quicker than what you know, than what you even realize. And they're still being nurtured, so they're being watered. You know, it's like you have that seed there and it's slowly but surely growing quicker than what you expect. Okay, now what I see is that this relationship, the reason why things sort of shift in the opposite direction is because it wasn't serving for your higher purpose or for your highest benefit. Okay, basically you two weren't aligned on the same energy vibration. Do you understand that?
Okay, yeah, I
That
do.
you two may have gotten along on a certain level, okay, and you had certain, like qualities, but overall, as an individual, as a spiritual being, as a soul being, you didn't have the same intentions as far as where you're heading towards the future, as far as being goal oriented. You understand that as well?
Yes, I do.
So, obviously, you can't move forward with someone who doesn't have the same intentions or same goals as you have in life, because it's just not going to go right. It's just not going to develop into a healthy relationship. Okay? Because you're constantly going to clash heads. Now, what I'm hearing for you is I just keep hearing about education for you. Okay? I know I keep getting this about education for you. I keep seeing books around you. Okay? The angels keep showing me books around you. So this is about you sort of expanding your mind. Okay? And about educating yourself more. Have you just are you thinking about schooling, or have you finished schooling? I mean, have you been thinking about any about that anything in that area? Thinking about anything about in that area of education and schooling?
I'm never opposed to it, but not at this point, this exact point in my life, because I just started a new job and I was trying to give that a chance before,
Okay.
spreading myself any further with anything else.
Well, that's okay, because they're showing me books around you, and they're showing about reading more, taking the time to sort of read more, like self-help books. I know they're actually showing like either like the metaphysical or like self-help session of books
Okay.
in the bookstore in the library. I feel like this is a time for you to, just like the other person, the last person, prior person I talked to. This is a time of self-development for you as well. And taking courage, being courageous and standing up you want. Okay? Because like I said, things are opportunity for you, and you're going to really grow.
Okay.
I was asking you,
Hello?
how long have you been at this new job?
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you. I'm sorry, we're breaking up a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. I know. Well, basically, I was just saying that this new job opportunity for you that you have it's going to direction for you. Yeah. Okay. I see that you're still adjusting to the energy,
Yes.
so you feel a little bit off. You may just feel a
Right.
little off and a little bit uncomfortable. That's just adjusting for you. Things are going to get a lot more better, and you're going to be more into the routine. Are you going in some training right now?
Kind of transitioning in various training areas, yes.
Okay. Yeah, so that makes sense. Obviously, when you're training, you're adjusting and getting used to things, getting into the routine of the work. So, this thing that you're going to do good. I see a pay. Really quick, I see a very fast pay raise coming for you, which is a good thing. So I feel like as far as financially, this job will not hold you back.
Okay.
You'll be able to expand and
Okay.
find
Right.
financially wise. Okay,
Well,
and
thank you so much.
far as the relationships, I'm hearing from the angels that right now what's happening for you is an opening of your heart. Okay, and they're saying any kind of arguments and conflicts that you've had, that they're being resolved, so they're naturally going to be resolved on their own. So don't hold any kind of regrets, don't hold any kind of negative emotions to relationship transition to the other individual. Sort of just be open and allow yourself to forgive and forget and let it go and release it so that you can move forward to something better. Because I feel like something will come to you, but I'm hearing it's about, it's more so like a 4 month span time frame where you meet someone who's just come out of the woodwork, so just going to come out of nowhere, and this person seems very, very masculine energy kind of guy. I think he's going to be related to somewhere, it feels like around your work, some way, somehow, or outside of work, but it's going to be somewhere related to around your work where you're going to meet this guy. But this is going to be like 4 months from now. So they're saying just be open and you allow yourself just to receive what's coming in new for you and release the past.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you. You have a wonderful Friday.
You too. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, wow, the switchboard is definitely filled up. So if you want to call in, just to let anyone know who's listening, if you want to call in and ask a question, the call-in number is 914-338-0590. Okay, we're going to take the next caller. And the next caller is from an area code 843.
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. What's your name? How can I help you?
My name is Pooja.
Pooja?
Yeah. And I'm sorry, what was that?
That's a unique name, a beautiful name.
Thank you. It means prayer, actually. So I would love any kind of message from Spirit. I feel like I'm in the middle of a lot of change. I'm trying not to resist it. I'm trying to just kind of not even go with the flow. I'm trying to, like, ride above it all at even keel as much as I can. But there's still a little bit of stress that's going on. So I was hoping that, you know, anything that comes from Spirit that can really help me.
Okay, yeah. I mean, the first thing, as soon as I tune into your energy, there's a lot of purple around you. I've seen a lot of purple, which represents the crown chakra, and it represents receiving, sort of like spiritual information coming to you, okay, from a higher level. Now, it's interesting you're just talking about just rising above the situation, basically. That's what you were saying, rising above the situation that you're in, the transition that you're going on, sort of seeing from a higher level, because that's what I'm sort of hearing from the angels, is sort of spread your wings, allow yourself to elevate, to ascend, to rise up to higher levels, okay, and higher, how can I say it, higher dimensions. So right now, your mind is very open. Your mind is very expanded. Despite things that you're going through and the transitions that's going on right now, your mind is very, very expanded. So you may notice lately, you may feel a little bit kind of like you're floating sometimes.
I do. Like, there are things that I probably should be worried about that I'm not really worried about because I know they're going to kind of take care of themselves. So I can tell that my consciousness level is at a different level, you know? Like, it's a, there's something else that's holding me. I don't know how to explain it. There's something else that I'm riding on. It's not as grounded as probably normally it should be.
I know exactly what you mean because I'm feeling the energy, and I'm always in that energy too as well. You know, I mean, as a reader, I always have to be open. I'm always meditating. I'm always in a higher state. But you know what happened is that you allowed yourself to open up. You allow yourself to reach higher vibrations. You've given yourself permission, and you've asked. So as they say, when you ask, you receive, and that's what's happening. And it's funny you're saying just things are flowing. You're not worrying about things that you usually worry about. Because one of the angels that I'm hearing that's around you is Archangel Metatron. Okay. The key word that I'm hearing is prioritization. Okay. And to just focus on your priorities, on your highest priorities. Because you're being helped. And getting things organized and being motivated, your angels are helping you. So that's why you feel this of not necessarily just going with the flow, but just release it and let it go, and it will be taken care of because you're listening to your inner guidance. You're listening to your angels because that's the message that they're giving me to give to you is that you're being helped and things being organized and them motivating you. It's your spiritual team. You know, and so you're allowing yourself to go into that higher state of consciousness, that higher state of mind, which is a beautiful thing. Okay, and the next thing they want to say, and I'm hearing, is it's about victory for you, that your prayers have been heard and they're being answered. And so keep your faith. Have the faith. Keep trusting. Don't doubt, which I see you've actually been getting a lot better at.
Oh, a lot better.
Yeah.
A lot better.
So, you know, that's once again, it's just from the angels to say, okay, you're taking the right steps. You're doing the right thing, okay, and you're growing, and you're really reaping the reward of what you've been sowing, mentally and emotionally and spiritually, okay. And I'm also hearing as far as prosperity for you, about you bringing more of a, because you're in a higher state of consciousness, this is a really great time for you to manifest what you want in your life, okay. Because remember, when you're in a higher state and a higher energy, things manifest a lot more quickly. When we're so in the dense energy and the dense emotions and caught up in the things around us, you know, capability, you know, blah, 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 et cetera, and get distracted by the physical distractions, it's hard to manifest what we want. But when we're in that higher state, we're more connected with the universal mind, the universal consciousness, that higher intelligence. And we're able to manifest, as I said earlier, we're able to co-create a lot more quickly. So this is the time to really pay attention to your thoughts and really focus in and zone in on those things, that those goals or anything that you've been really wanting to make happen in your life. It's the perfect time to make it happen, to manifest, especially when it comes to prosperity and your material needs.
Well, okay. I wanted to ask you, and really what I've been doing, I've been putting off visualization for a little bit. I'm not quite sure why. I'm actually really good at it. But part of me feels like I need to surrender this a little bit more. But we've been trying to sell our family business, and I'm hoping that it sells soon and we can move and get rid of it, because it's a big stressor. And that's what I'm really working. That's probably the number one thing that, and it's not me so much worried about, but I can really feel the tension that it's, that my family is feeling. I very much feel it. And so I'm hoping that gets cleared really soon. I think that's the biggest confirmation that I would love to hear from you.
Yeah. Well, you know, what I'm hearing is, I'm hearing Michael come in, Archangel Michael come in, and I'm hearing you can do it. Yes. It's going to happen, okay? It's going to happen. So you have to keep that in your mind, that it's going to happen. Once again, faith, having faith and trusting, no doubts. I'm hearing that it's going to happen. You guys are going to do it. I don't know why I keep getting the month. I keep feel something shifting in the month of August. Oh, wow. That's really soon, right around the corner.
Yeah, and the next. I've been praying for like within a week or 2 weeks that something that is just done. And I feel like I can feel it happening, like I can feel it coming in closer. But what tends to happen is when I've noticed with myself always when things start to get a little bit closer, that's when those last bits of like fear and worry starts popping in, you know. I don't know why. I mean, that's just how I am. It's like that last bit of, like, you can feel it, but I don't know, this little bit of worry starts to come in. So,
yeah, that makes sense. But no, you like you said, you're doing well. You're doing a good job, and it's going to happen. And like I said, once again, you're asking, you're allowing yourself to open up, you're staying in a high vibration, so it's coming quickly. Like, it's coming really quickly. They're manifesting. But that's what I'm hearing in August, that there will be a major shift and breakthrough with that. And I do see a relievement for your family as far as with the business. Like, I feel that, I don't know what it is, but it feels like some kind of inspiration coming through, some kind of new idea, and someone coming forth to take on the property and the business.
That'd be awesome. That'd be great. I mean, that would be a huge relief for us. For
it's clear that space before you. This is a perfect time, so I don't know. There's different ways of cleansing a space. Remember, everything is energy. So you have to realize that, you know, a business, a personal space that you have, it has your energy. your vibrations on it. And usually if you want to get rid of something, start off new, you get rid of it. So we're talking energetically wise. So in order to get this space moving, to bring in a new energy and a new vibration so that other people will be open to it, okay, to cleanse it and to clear the space. And there's so many ways you can do it. Perfect way to start off with you. As you said, you like to do visualization. You're really good at it. Perfect way to do that is just sit, go into a state of meditation, as I was saying earlier. Allow yourself to physically relax. Let your body relax. Give it permission to release any tension. Focus on your breathing. Inhaling, a nice, slow, deep, you know, breathing your diaphragm. Pause, exhale. So inhaling, exhaling. Okay, and getting yourself in that focused state of mind. Mm-hmm. You're focused in that focused state of mind. Ask your angels, your guides, God, whatever you call that higher supreme being, to assist you, to help you to clear that space, to create a new energy so that other people will be open to it, so that it will attract people to it. Okay, so that you get, because I feel like there's been an energy of like being cluttered. Have you been, is that feeling there with the business? It's like an energy of like cluttered.
Yeah, that's how it feels. My parents are very scattered a little bit. And the energy has rubbed off on me since I've gotten home too. There's just, I don't know what it is. I think that it's just been a lot of stress, and they just have, that you can tell.
Yeah.
And that's how it feels. I've been trying to clear the whole property for a while now, and I'm having trouble doing it. I'm actually having a lot of trouble clearing even my own space. I'm not sure why. And I don't know if it's because maybe I'm just being really picky. I'm really sensitive to it, but I don't know what's happening. Like, I feel like the more I try, the less I'm being done.
Just answered your own question. as soon as you said you're sensitive, that's why, because you're sensitive. So when you're extra sensitive, you're always going to feel even the smallest thing. You know what I mean? That doesn't mean the cleansing hasn't happened. The cleansing has happened, and it's still working. You know, you have to do multiple cleansings. But it's just that you... just the smallest, it could be the smallest remnant. It's like someone who's obsessive compulsive cleaner.
Yeah, that's exactly how I am. I'm OCD with energy, like very OCD with energy. And you never get clear enough.
Exactly, you know. Clean, but you see that little speck, that one little dot. You're like, oh no, this is not clean. Something is off because you see that one dot. But it's pretty much clean. So, I mean, the place is pretty much clear. You know, you just have to keep clearing it, keeping the energy bright, declutter it, you know, energy-wise, emotional-wise. And you'll be perfectly fine. The energy will flow. And like I said, as August comes in, a lot of things are going to manifest and come to light.
Good.
So, you're doing what you're doing. You're doing a good job.
Awesome. Thank you. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Okay, no problem. Take care. Enjoy your weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take the next caller. The next caller is from 678. Hello? 678. Area code 457. Okay, we're... probably go to the next caller. Okay, area code 214. Hello?
Hi, Dr. Vivian Bush. My name is Renita Johnson. How are you this morning? Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can't hear you. Can you hear me? Dr. Lewis?
Hello?
Hi, this is Renita Johnson. Can you hear me?
I can hear you clear. We had a little bit of technical difficulty there.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear you. Okay. How you doing today?
I'm blessed. As
oh,
always.
Good. Amen. All right. I have a question. Can I ask you something about an insurance settlement that that needs to be settled soon? It's been going on since May. It's when I was released from the doctor, and then the attorney called and wanted to do a settlement, but they're not being fair. Can you shed some light on that for me, please?
Yes. I mean, as soon as you said that, I clearly heard September. You have just a little bit more time. You have to be a little bit more patient, a little bit more tolerant, because I know it could be very... you know, those things, because it's like, you know, it seems like it's going to go on forever and it's never going to end. And it's like, if anything, I feel like I'm losing something instead of trying to gain.
Yeah.
but no, you're going to gain. You're going to gain big time. But I'm hearing September.
Okay.
The month of September is when this thing will come to a completion. Okay. And you will get what you've been looking for, receive what you've been looking for. Now, I don't know why I keep getting this energy around you, but do you have any kids?
I do. I have two sons.
I pick up energy about kids, and I feel like there's some, did you just say their ages?
No, I did not. I said two sons. One is 31 and one is 22.
Okay, because sometimes I have to remind myself, because the information comes in so clearly and so quick from that sometimes I have to say, what did Spirit just say, or did you just say it? Because that's why I had to make sure. Did Spirit just tell me that? Or okay, great. Okay, because the thing that I got with your sons is that I feel like they're making major steps in their life. Okay?
Okay.
They're on the very steps in their life, okay, and major shifts in their life, and I hear good news for them, okay, coming on, you know, the energy and the picture that the angels are showing me is like they're stepping on a new platform, okay, in their lives, okay, and I don't know lately if you've sort of been just sort of kind of worried about them just as a mom, or just been thinking about them or their situations or what they've been going through. But I feel like they are heading in a good direction, especially the younger one. How old did you say the younger one was?
22.
Okay, yeah, I feel like with him, I don't know, lately I just feel like his energy has been sort of like for himself, kind of like back and forth kind of energy.
Correct.
You know? And, you know, he's sort of been feeling a little bit, I want to say lost. It's a feeling of lostness, but we're never really lost because we're always being guided. We can feel a sense of loss, you know, when we're not clear on what we want. And that's the thing with him lately. It's sort of like he hasn't been kind of clear on what he wants, you know, what direction he wants to head in. He's sort of been back and forth, but I think he's getting the ideal right now. Okay, he's sort of getting an idea right now. And I don't know what it is right now about him, but he's starting to feel a feeling of wanting to take on responsibility. Okay, he's going to start to see that shift where it's like, okay, I think I'm going to start taking responsibility for my actions and my life. And, you know, I think I'm going to start, you know, standing up and taking initiative.
That's a good thing. So that's what he needs to do. That's a good thing. Can I ask you one more thing?
Go ahead.
Okay. I play the lottery, and I just want to know what's a good day, time, and the day of the month for me to play. Because I do pretty good, but if I'm off track, then I don't. I'm not trying to be a millionaire. I just want to play and win. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel that way sometimes, too. I'm not a big, you know, gambler, but once in a while I get a scratch off when I'm feeling lucky. I know there's some times lucky, and you always do win something. You know, I play one scratch off, and like, you know, whether it's $2, $3, you know, I do get something. So, because that's my gut on it. But yeah, you know, the interesting thing I'm hearing for you, I feel a lot more. I feel a really good time for you is in the fall.
The fall.
Fall, yeah, because they're showing me fall. And the leaves falling. This is a time of, I guess you could call it luck, you know, but all I say luck is just a pocket of positive energy. So it's just going to be it's just a really positive, actually fall. I think it's, I don't know if you pay attention to the patterns for you, but fall just seems to be a really positive time for you. It just seemed like, kind of like the energy is just very smooth. You know, so if you, when you hit time, I think that's a better time to trust your gut when it comes to that. You know, okay, when you're playing the lottery or any small thing, you know, bingo, you know, anything which you're dealing with.
Bingo.
It's more so in the fall time.
Okay. And no certain day or time of the month, no certain time?
Let's see. When's your birthday? I'm just curious, if
Five,
you don't mind.
Well, May, no, I don't. May
12, 1962. May 12, 1962. Okay, the reason why I'm asking that, because the numbers help when I'm listening to the numbers that you're saying, and I'm able to tune into the energy. Because have you ever heard of numerology?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, it's basically based on that the universe is composed of numbers. Everything, whether you realize, is like a number. It's like the metrics, and there's significant meanings to numbers in your life. Now, as soon as you said that, 5 is a significant number. I feel like that is your first lucky number, not only just because it was the day you were, the month you were born in, but...
I didn't hear you say what month. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you say the number.
Number 5, because not only because it's the day, it's the month you were born in, but it also represents transitioning and change. So pay attention to repetition of numbers around you, especially when you see something like 5, 5, 5, like repetitions of 5, but also 11, when you see 11. So 5, 11.
Okay.
Those combinations of numbers around you, whether it's signs, this is a good sign for you.
Okay.
5th day.
Okay.
The 11th day.
Mm-hmm.
Really good times for you.
Okay, pay attention to the 5 and 11. Okay, that's pretty good. Can you tell me something about me in general? Can you do a reading for just myself in general? What the angels say or what have you?
Yeah, let me see.
Okay, thanks.
That's it. I could pick an energy up of kind of like stressing, kind of like mentally straining yourself.
Okay.
You have this energy of like mentally straining yourself just a little bit. It's like, I don't want to keep getting this, but I keep hearing about you writing. Okay?
Hmm.
About you writing. You're not writing a book. Because some people think that. Time to sit down and write. Choose an activity of writing, some sort of writing, like journaling.
Uh-huh.
Or drink.
Okay.
The reason why I'm telling you this is because I feel like there are messages that you need to receive personally and directly, and the only way for you to receive them is to take that time to sit down and take pen and a piece of paper or notebook and to sit and just write. Just write your thoughts, write your feelings, and then all the time, all of a sudden you're going to see a flow happening where it's almost like a conversation with yourself. But it's not necessarily a conversation with yourself. It's a conversation with your higher self, your soul self. And I feel like a lot of insights are going to come to you because I do feel like you have some things that you have, some blocks, some emotional blocks that you sort of repressed, some things that you've been repressing a little bit. And it's dealing with home and it's dealing with family. So concern, etc. You're holding them on an emotional level in your energy field. And the only way to release those things is to take time to do that soul searching, to find those answers and find those problems and to directly hit them head on so that you can release. That's way for that is through writing. If you can, get a journal, a book, and sit and just take time to just write what I call soul reflection. Do a soul reflection.
I'll do that. That's confirmation because that was just the Holy Spirit just gave me that yesterday, and then today you come up and say it. I'm gonna write a letter to the universe, and then you said it today.
There you go.
So I would do that. I'll make sure I get that done before this week is out. And thank you so much. I enjoy your energy and God bless.
Thank you. God bless. Take care. Enjoy.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, some great energy out here. I'm definitely feeling energized. So this is a great way to start off my morning. We're gonna take off. We're gonna take the next caller, which is area code 818. Hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm Diane, and again, thank you for waking up early. What a nice person. So giving.
Nope.
Reg. And I love being up early, so I am morning all the way. I love watching a new day come up. But my question today, and I love everything you teach, and I believe everything does come within, and breathing is the key to everything, deep breathing. It's just a real, everything you teach, I'm like, yay, I love him. And my question, I probably have the answer inside me, I know, but this is, I still want to ask you. I have been in, on and off in a relationship with a man that we haven't been together for, I haven't seen him in 7 months. And my birthday was in April. He wanted to see me, and I said no. Today is his birthday, and we've been communicating but not seeing each other. And he asked to spend, he wanted to see me today. So I said yes, and I'm going to spend some time with him. And, you know, to celebrate his birthday. You know, people do change. I don't know. Did either one of us change enough? Because, you know, I haven't been in another relationship. I've gone out, but there's no one else that has been, that makes me feel the way he does. But after 7 months is my question. Is there a shot that it's going to be good again?
Okay. Yeah, you know, I actually do feel that both of your energies are very compatible. But the thing is that I'm hearing very clearly and that I'm seeing is resistance. Both of you have some form of resistance that you're carrying. And this resistance is more so a feeling of sort of kind of like playing it safe. Do you understand that?
Sure,
like
do.
Safe. And you're both doing this, and I even realized it. It's not just one of you. It's both of you. You both have that energy of resistance, sort of just trying to play things safe. Because it's like, I don't want to make the wrong move, or I don't want to get ahead of myself and trip and fall on my face. Okay, which I feel like that's part of the energy with you. It's sort of like, okay, I do like this person. I do feel good energy, but there's a part of me that's like, take a little bit slower. Give a little bit of time. Let it soak in a little bit more. You know, let me just really, really feel the energy, you know, and where it's heading. I feel like now you're at the time where it's like, okay, you have the energy, you have the feeling. It's like, okay, I know this person. Now it's just taking action, okay? Meaning, okay, stepping forward, allowing yourself to, you know, take that step of courage and say, okay, I feel good about this. So I'm going to trust that feeling, okay? And I'm going to step forward on that feeling, okay? And give this a chance to really blossom and to really grow and let go of any resistance that I have, you know? And you can say a prayer or ask and send light to him and, you know, ask your higher self to connect with his higher self and ask that they're able to mediate between each other and that any kind of resistance that he has that is able to be released. Okay, and then you're going to see the a lot smoother between the both of you. Because I do see that you have this kind of relationship between each other where it's like, okay, yeah, you do connect. You do have good energy between the both of you. But then there's like a pause in between the flow. You know, it's like it's flowing, and then there's a time where it's like, it's kind of like, okay, things are just up in the air, and then you're back in the flow. You know, so it's like that kind of back and forth kind of energy.
Well, it is. Do you know what really broke us up? We were considering living together, and he and I have a larger home, which is fine, and you know, and I prefer to be in my home anyway. It's closer to where I work. But he has a roommate that rents a room from him, but he's been with him for years, and he was suggesting that this roommate come move in with us. And I said, that's too weird. I said, what are you, crazy? I was so anti this that I thought maybe he was gay. And I accused him of that. I said, you know, this kid is 20 years younger than you, and I don't understand why he's, you know, you can't release him. And that was the end of it, and we broke up. But you know what? He's still living in his house, this other guy. And I don't know if it's because the relationship, the guy I'm with, never had children and it's more of a father figure, or if he doesn't want to come out of the closet. Do you know what I'm saying? So that is really the truth, and that I'm opening it up.
There is that he does feel a sense of responsibility to this person. You know, there's this feeling.
I feel that. Yeah, but it's not anything sexual.
No. not picking up kind of energy like that, but I do feel that he does feel a very strong obligation to this person to help them. I don't know what it is. It's something about the energy. Like you said, it's not really like quite like a father-son kind of connection, but it's more so like a brother.
Yeah, because he calls him his best friend at times. So you're right. It would be more like a brother, wouldn't it? Oh, Reg, you know, you're incredible. You're just tingling my whole body of really showing me another side of it. I am so happy you're on the call this morning. Do you have a website? Do you do private readings?
Yeah, I do. Just in case for people who do want to know, just in case for people I may not get to, it's www.ReginaldLewisReadings.com. That's my
personal.
That's
so easy. Yeah,
ReginaldLewisReadings.com, and my number for scheduling. If you want to call in or ask questions, or you're curious about scheduling an appointment, it's 330-460-5317. So 330-460-5317.
Phenomenal. I love the way you read. I love it. I love it. You really answered it. So is there a chance in the future this guy could be for me, like long term?
Yeah, no, really. Like I said, you guys are really, really good energy between the both of you. Everyone has their small, their disagreements and go through, their transitions and stuff. But you two do really well together. I feel like you two are like a power couple. I feel like you're the kind of couple, once you get in that flow and you get that energy, you make that connection, it's going to last a long time. A long time. And the thing is just be open. Be truthful and be open, because I feel like as long as you're honest with one another, your relationship will keep growing, okay? And it will last even longer. It makes the bond stronger between the both of you. And he likes honesty. Even though sometimes, he may react in a different way, he loves honesty. He loves your honesty. Okay?
You're right, and I am so honest. I am so straightforward. I am that way.
To be honest, and to you being direct and honest. But, yeah, you two do very well. And as far as the situation goes, you be honest and say, I understand that you feel a sense of responsibility with this person. This person is like a brother. But, I do feel like, like you said before, just be open. It feels awkward. It feels weird. And it's something that, I have to adjust to. But, we have to come to an agreement, to a consensus, something that's going to work for you and work for me. And he's always willing to work with you. He is. That's the great thing with him, is that I do see that now that you've gotten over this little bump in the road,
uh-huh.
It's like connecting, he's going to be more willing to work with you.
I am so excited you said that. Can I ask a quick question about my job?
Yeah, go ahead.
I've had this job for 12 years. It's really my only career because I was a stay-at-home mom. And then when I got divorced, I've been working. I'm having a little slow. It's been slow for the past couple of years. Do you see it changing, or do you see me changing careers?
Okay, changing careers. Let's see. Okay. Right now, what I'm picking up there, so as I'm sort of trying to tune into the energy in a few months from now, I've seen that you're sort of going to be where you're at for a little bit longer, but I do feel around the new year. It's like right after the new year, hitting like January, February, I feel major change, major shift. It feels like a whole new environment with you, with work. Okay, so I feel like if anything, if you're looking for major change as far as career and work, I really see it happening more so. A change that you like, something that you want to do, and you're going to. It's going to be, I'm hearing 2013, the beginning of like the new year. So right after the new year, going into the new year. I feel like right now you can look around. You may find something temporary that's going to carry you over into the new year to find something that you really want to do. But it's going to be something just to say, okay, this is something just to, like I said, it's just a temporary job until I find something that is really in. Okay. But I think if you start to look now, you will find something temporary. And if it's like, it's more so like a part-time job instead of a full-time job.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Okay, so then that's interesting that I would change, because I've only had one job like my whole life, it's the past 12 years. So I wouldn't have a clue where to what I'll do, but I'll just believe and see where it takes me. I just have to be open and breathe deep. And thank you so much for giving me such good feelings, and I really look forward to calling you privately.
Yeah, well, you're welcome, and it was an honor to reach you, so thank you.
Rich, bye-bye. Blessings.
Okay. Blessings to you. Bye. Oh, wow. I am so exhilarated right now. You guys have great energy. I just love the calls and the questions and the feedback. It's definitely a good exchange of energy on the lines today, so thank you. The next caller is from an area code 201. Hello?
Hi, Reginald.
Hi, good morning. What's your name?
Michelle, how are you?
Doing excellent. How can I help you?
I have a question. Basically, I'd like to know what's going on. It's basically like three parts. Friendship-wise, love-wise, and business-wise, or job-wise.
Okay. Okay, let's see. So I'm going to see what the next stage is and see what's first, what's most important right now.
Mm-hmm.
That let's see. Okay. Now, the first two areas I'm drawn to is work and relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The areas I'm drawn to. I want to go to the relationship first.
Okay, it's fine.
I'm hearing about you overcoming difficulties. Okay.
Oh, yeah, you could say that. Yeah.
Right now. I want to give you this message clearly and loud.
I'm sorry, Reginald, you're breaking up.
Okay, hello?
I'm here.
Is that better?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I said I wanted to give you this message very clear and loud about overcoming difficulties in your relationship. This is the message. The word behind you. The worst is behind you. Okay.
Okay.
The previous challenges that you've had, you've actually overcome them already, whether you realize it or not.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm like showing up on your hair. Okay.
Release these.
Go ahead.
It's not a thing that you're releasing this. This is what I'm hearing, is that the worst is behind you, and that you've already overcome the most difficult part. Okay.
Okay, is this in romantic relationships or friendship relationships as well?
Both. This is in both. This is in
both?
Your
okay.
In your relationship with general romantic and in friendship-wise. The thing with you that I pick up that's been very difficult for you is that you've been feeling kind of like alone.
Yes, I have, and I've been feeling that way probably for... at least 15, 20 years. And I'm only 30, so you figure that one out. Especially recently, I don't have a large extended family anymore. Everybody has gone home to God or has moved out of the area. So it's just my immediate family, my parents and my brother, and my parents are getting older, and you know it's difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that can be a difficult situation because you feel like you don't have anyone to quite relate to. You know?
No, I don't. Especially like among, I want to say acquaintances, because I really don't have that many close friends anymore. They just, you know, because their parents had them much younger, and they just don't, there's no sympathy or empathy for me or any understanding with the whole situation. And it's tough. It's very, very tough. What? And I have nobody to share, like, whether it's the physical burden of it or the emotional burden of it.
Would you consider yourself, I know I keep it, I just want to ask you, Seth, would you almost consider yourself as being viewed almost like a black sheep, like the black sheep?
I would say in my past, absolutely not so much anymore. There may be a few people who still view me as such, but it's not like a big, you know, a big thing for me anymore. But definitely from my past, I was definitely a black sheep.
Why I said that, because you are different. Your energy is different from most people around you in your immediate environment. And so you, this is not just something like now, but like in the past, even when you were younger, you always sort of stood out differently.
Yeah. Wow. Yes, I think a lot of that's my personality, and my mother and father always tell me, like, you have, like, they're like, Michelle, you have such a big, big heart. You know, you take our, like my mother always tells me, you always take in the strays, and she doesn't mean like the animals, you know? She means people who are like, don't know where they're going and whatnot, and I try to befriend them and like, I'm nice to them, try to like help them out. But a lot of times I get really hurt in the process, because people who I believe I can trust, and who love me don't. They have other agendas and things like that. And I always seem to wind up getting hurt. I won't say hurt, but like, I don't want to say aggravated either, but always, I'm always like, okay, get at least upset from these people. Especially if it always seems to be people who I've known for a long time who do this.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what? The main thing I'm hearing for you is, the thing is, you have to honor yourself.
Yes.
Honor who you are, because you are different. You know, as you just said, you know, your parents even told you, it's very obvious that you're different in a way that you do give a lot. You give a lot. You expect a lot back. Meaning that you don't always expect something from someone, but you do expect a return of energy.
I've said that to people. Like, you know, I never, like, people will be like, oh, we'll just give you money for this or this, that, the other thing, because you do this, if that's the big deal, if that's what you're looking for. And I'm like, do you really think I'm that shallow? Like, I don't mind driving you around if you don't have a license, or if you don't have, like, you know, if you're like, have a phobia or whatever, but like, don't be mean to me. Don't be like, you know, don't like viciously take something I've told you in confidence and twist it around to hurt me with it. You know, that's been my biggest disappointments.
That's the thing about it. You can't always expect. It's like me. I'm a very giving person. And love, no matter how they may treat me, even if they treat me differently and don't treat me the same way. I just personally, I'm that kind of person, you know, you can call me weak at heart, but I believe in treating people unconditionally with love, no matter how they treat me, because me is not going to prove anything or make anything better, you know. And you have to realize that sometimes it's hard for people to reciprocate that energy because they just can't, or they're not open enough to do that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to say, I understand. I understand from a higher aspect that maybe this person is open enough and they can't give me what I'm open to receive from them. So you just keep giving, you know, emotionally, mentally, sending your blessings to them, and then you let it go and you release it. And that's the thing. Don't waste your time trying to change anyone or trying to get your point across, because some people just aren't going to get the point.
I've seen this a lot.
knock them aside the head, fucking get it. You know, they're
exactly.
And they're season two. They still have to grow and they have to get to that point.
Yeah.
Okay. But you have to understand it. Okay. I release it, I let it go, and I bless. Okay. But we're going to have to go to the next caller soon. But as far as business wise, as far as, you know, work for you and stuff like that, I see a lot of transitioning for you as well in the month of August. August is going to be a very good month for you. But what I'm hearing from the angels for you is stand up and be strong, okay? And the thing is, don't waste your time with people who just don't get it. Don't waste your time.
Yeah, that's what I've been feeling. That's what I've been feeling recently, too.
Okay? And you know, and act upon it. Just don't waste your time. Release them and let them go. And say, when you get it, okay, that's when you can. That's when you communicate with a part of life, when you get it, you understand it. Other than that, it's a waste of time, and it's a waste of your energy, and it's a waste of their energy. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, no problem. God bless you.
You too. Take care.
Take care. Bye. Okay, I think we have some special callers in the line, so... we're going to take them. Let's see. 404.
Hello. How are you, Reg? Can you hear me? Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm loving the energy on the lines.
Oh, I know. Aren't they amazing people? Well, I just wanted, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
All right, well, it's cutting in and out. I just wanted to say good morning to everybody, and I wanted to thank you so much for coming on this morning, getting up so early since your new move. And sharing your love and your light. So, if you can still hear me, I'm saying thank you.
It's an honor. It's an honor and a pleasure. I mean, it's a great, I mean, I wouldn't wake up, I wouldn't like to wake up any other way.
It's really awesome to wake up in the morning and feel the energy of God flowing through you. I know that feeling. Well, everybody have a wonderful week. We're trying to get some archives uploaded for you, but you can always check out our archives, and we'll be back on August the 8th, continuing our book study. Love to you all. Enjoy Reginald Lewis. We'll have him back again soon. God bless.
Have a safe trip.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was Cynthia. She has such a great heart. So I want to thank her for, you know, giving me this opportunity, this chance, you know, to let me host the show while, you know, she goes on her trip or vacation. So thank you once again. I'm definitely enjoying this, and it's definitely a blessing. So we're going to take the next caller from area code 203. Hello?
Hi, how you doing? Hi, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
All right. My name is Woody.
Woody? Okay. How can I help you?
Woody.
Woody?
Yeah. I'm pursuing creative music and with a partner of mine. And I like to work with this artist named Tierra Marie. I was wondering, do you see that happening down the road?
Okay, let's see. Let's see. Yeah, I do, but I'm hearing it will take some time. Because I feel the energy sort of being sort of kind of long and drawn out. So I don't see it being too, any time in the near present future. I see it being a little bit longer. It's almost like a feeling like you need to work a little bit more harder. I don't know if you understand that. Sort of like a feeling like you have to make more connections or more networking. It's something about you producing more. I feel this energy of sort of producing more. And did you just start a new partnership with someone, or are you partnering with someone right now?
Yeah, I'm partnering with someone right now. We're pursuing a crew together. I'm getting a project out together. I put on a show on September 15th.
Okay. And are you doing the writing for this, or most of the writing? I don't know if this is...
I write, yeah.
Or script by, but I see you writing, like, whatever the writing is needed for this partnership, I see you doing most of the writing.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Okay. And they're saying continue doing the writing and make sure that you... They show me, like, the copyright sign, so that's obviously telling me to tell you to make sure you copyright your work.
Yep, I did that, yep.
Key. That's very key for you because you are out there and you are producing and you are partnership, and I feel like you do have some things that are really good that the people like, and if somebody see that and you don't have a copyright, they can take it, obviously. So, you know, protect your work.
Okay.
You know, make sure anywhere that you have a copyright. I do see you expanding more and more and more. I see you getting more of a fan base or a following. You know, in the next few months, I see you meeting more, because I see groups of people. I see like a crowd of people. I'm seeing more crowds, and it's like you're going to these different crowds, and as you go to each crowd, it's like your following is growing. Okay, and there's something about, are you like on Twitter?
I am. I don't know about my partner, but I am, yes.
Good, because I see your numbers, because I literally saw Twitter, and I saw the number of, like, what they call it, yeah, followers on Twitter, like, growing.
Yeah.
I feel like I feel like a lot of your people connect to you through Twitter. Is that true?
Yeah, I got some pretty, yeah, connect with me, yeah, Twitter.
That's a great, I feel like, social network for you. Interesting enough, I've never got that before, that's new. The social networks. But, yeah, I see that growing with you, with the Twitter. So make sure that you're connecting with those people through Twitter, specifically Twitter, because I just feel like there's a lot of people that are actually, you know, really good and professional in your field, and people that you could really work with, and they're looking to connect with you. But in order for them to connect with you, you got to connect with them first. So respond to those people, that look like they're interested in you. Especially through your Twitter, or send you messages, or they're connecting when you're networking with them, respond with them, make connections with those people, network with them, because I feel like a lot of things can grow out of that, those networkings through Twitter.
Okay.
Okay. And then the second thing I'm hearing for you also as well is something about, are you also doing something like, are you like DJing? Because I keep hearing like, I hear some like music, I see you like creating music, like, you're playing an instrument or literally like doing the music yourself. So do you do something like that? Like with DJing or what do you call that? Like making up like beats or making up music?
Yeah, I do that. When I write, I can get sounds as well. Or the melody, I do that on my head, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I literally see, you know, I see some of these people, they write lyrics, but they also, they're at the keyboard or, you know, they're at the...
Yeah, I have a keyboard, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I see you doing more of. It's like your gifts are growing. The more that you're going into this and practicing it and just being yourself, I feel like this is your comfort zone. This is you. This is who you are. Music is your soul.
Yeah.
Okay. And the more that you just allow yourself just to go into it and just be with it, the more you grow into it, especially when you're just sitting there and writing and you're making that music, it's just the natural flow. It's just the natural. You're natural at it. So just keep working at it, because you're growing each time you do it. Each time you're in front of a crowd, you feed off the energy. It's like you really connect with the people, and the people really connect with you. So I do see you as making that connection and doing that partnership, like you said, with that woman that you named Marie. Yeah, but they're saying that you got a little bit more work before you get there. More work before you get there. But you're heading there. You're heading in that direction. And December is very significant for you, okay?
December?
I see breakthrough, some kind of breakthrough. I don't know if it's like another partnership or someone coming towards you, but I see big positive breakthrough with your music. It's like opening up to like a whole nother avenue in December.
Okay, because we have this guy named Red who wants to help us as well. He want to for us... give it to a radio station as well. We're getting a mix and master right now. So but he want to help us to put it on radio as well.
Perfect. Yeah, it's all going to grow. I mean, I see more networking, more growing, you becoming, having more exposure, more of a following, and doing more of what you love, which is a great thing to do what you love to do, you know. So, you know, keep doing what you're doing. You're in the right area in music. That's your natural gift, your natural talent. You're going to grow. You're going to produce more music. I hear you producing more music. You're getting even better at it. And like I said, December, just be open for really good news.
Okay, relationship-wise, I was wondering, do you see any potential with that artist as well? Any romance or just friendship?
Okay, let's see. I see that sort of being on hold. I do feel like there's someone you're communicating with right now. Is there someone you're communicating with right now, but it's like nothing serious, like you're not in a relationship?
No, I have two children with somebody.
Are you with that person?
It's like up in the air, not like there for our children, but not like
communicate. Hello?
Yes.
You are communicating.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I'm seeing. Like there's, like you said, you're not in a relationship, meaning that you're not in a fully committed relationship right now.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's the energy I'm picking up. So I do pick that up. That's the energy I'm picking up. It's like just someone that you're communicating with right now, but you're not in a full relationship, but there's just communication. I'm just hearing right now, I don't see anything special coming up with that as far as relationship. I just see you sort of doing your own thing. You know, I just see you, you know, focusing on your music, your work, expanding on that. And I see other people coming in that you're sort of just talking to, but I don't see anything sort of seriously developing, like a serious relationship developing.
When I meet that artist, do you see anything with that, like a possibly relationship with this person?
Okay, yeah, I can answer this question. Then I have to sort of go to the next caller. But, I see more so of a friendship. I just have to say to everybody. I do see more of a friendship. I don't see like any like a serious relationship, but I do see a very close friendship. And it could possibly progress into something more, but I see it more staying along the lines of friendship, you know, close friends.
Okay.
But keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a good job. You really are.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. God bless. Okay, we're going to take the next caller. The next caller is from area code. Okay, the next caller is from area code 301. Good morning.
Good morning, Reginald Lewis.
Yes, this is me.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. What's your name?
Oh, good. Okay, good. This is Anthony. Good to have you again.
Hey, Anthony. Thank you. It's great to have you. It's good to hear your voice.
Yes. I have basically here lately within the last week or two, I've had three separate business opportunities, and I'm wondering, are they looking good for me? One of them is particularly pretty big, one that I've been thinking about, and well, not every day, but been really attracting someone who could help me move forward in it, and it seems to be promising, but I want to see what you perhaps may see in that.
Okay, Okay, yeah. The first thing I'm hearing is three. Okay.
I'm sorry, you broke up. You would break up just a little bit. Say it again, please.
I see. I'm hearing two out of the three, meaning two out of the three opportunities will work out. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I don't know why I keep hearing something about, it's like a feeling of like contracting or writing down your signature, like signing.
Yes, yes. The first one, the main one, is something that would have to take place, and you know, for me to actually know that it's serious and for it to take place, my signature definitely would have to be involved.
Seeing that being the one that is like, it's a good go. It really is. Because I'm hearing the contract. And
yes, it would be definitely a contract. The other two are with people that I know personally. So, you know, and one of them, if it doesn't go, it's fine. I'm basically doing it because I'm helping this person. They want me to help them in some venue. So if I don't get anything out of it, you know, on the immediate front, it's fine because I know on the back end, you know, everything will be okay. You know.
Exactly. Yeah, but I definitely see the one with the contract. It's like, it's a good go. It's going to happen. I see you writing that signature. It's a very,
yes.
really is.
Good.
This term and very promising.
Good. So my next question would be then, what do you see in my immediate future for a real good, wholesome relationship, friendship, relationship with a female?
Okay, let's see. Let's see the energy that I'm getting. You know, I am, as soon as I express, I felt female energy. I don't know if it's someone you just, it feels like someone in the past. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's interesting you said past because, yes, that's very interesting you said past because there's someone I still feel like there's an open chapter and I need to find out if it's open or closed.
Yeah.
To move forward.
Well,
to move forward. I need to find that out.
Door's open. It's funny you said that. It's funny how spirit works. The thing you say, I was trying to figure out if the door's open or closed. Spirit already told me, you said that the door is open. So that's just confirmation since you said that for me, that yeah, the door is open. The door is open. So what I'm hearing is go out there and be open. There's this very, how can I say it, this energy with this woman. This is very nurturing energy with this woman. Very nurturing, very strong pin of energy. It's just like an independent woman.
Say it again,
okay.
That last part.
Independent. That
yes.
This woman is an independent woman, right. Very strong, independent, very good morals, just overall a very good woman. Very grounded. It's something that you need. You know,
it's interesting you say that because I've been being very conscious of dealing with earth sign people in general. You know, we have different kind of people. I'm a water sign, and I know that I was told by Jesse when I went to see him that some grounding would do me some good because all this energy I'm getting, but it's not like grounding out. So it's interesting you would say that. Very grounding. I know that's something that I need, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Energy flowing.
Well, it's true.
Yes,
so,
you very much it is.
Trust your gut. Yes. That contract is good. The lady from your past, she's not just of your past. And the door is still open there. So do not close that door. You know, it's
wow, that's interesting.
Very good.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Okay, so God bless and wish you the best.
Thank you. Thank you, sir, and good to have you again. We look forward to having you again soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes.
Okay, enjoy.
You too.
Okay, so the show is getting ready to end soon, but I just want to thank all the listeners and all the callers. This is a great morning. I'm definitely looking forward to doing this again. I feel really good. So I skipped out on breakfast. I think it was too early to have breakfast. So I think I'm going to go and eat some breakfast. But this is really a great morning. It's definitely a blessing. I want to thank everyone for calling in. And just to let you know, if you want to call me, 330-460-5317. Okay, everyone, until next time, many blessings, and enjoy your weekend. Bye.